Hi you guys, how's it going? Welcome back to That's So Bro. This is episode number
8.
8 it is. That's so bro with Amanda and Yoshan. For this episode, it's gonna be a very heartfelt episode. I'm very going to talk about
that. That is our fact check boy. Fact check boy getting used to that. Satish.
It was all of 16 seconds before something went wrong. All right, we're going to talk about something that's very, very, very close to our hearts, and that is Father's Day.
And we have two special guests backed by popular demand.
Thank you.
Say your name.
Shingsani Veerasinghe.
And we have a new guest today.
Shane Ferdinandez.
Fantastic. Sir, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us who exactly you are?
Who or what?
What?
A bit of both.
What you are.
Okay, so in terms of a career, I'm into corporate training and coaching. And I specialize in a few areas like leadership development and you know, some bullshit that we, you know, tell people to...
yeah.
For that hate comment that we got episodes back, that's a callback.
Okay. So I specialize in leadership development and also behavioral change,
right,
in people. So, okay. Yeah.
You should work for the parliament.
I am.
Before this episode gets cancelled in the next.
I'd like to introduce myself.
Oh yes, please introduce yourself.
Okay. I'm a TV personality and a professional event host in Sri Lanka. I do a lot of things. I have a lot of salads in my plate. A voice artist, public speaker, toastmaster, this and that, and I'm also a accredited trainer.
Fantastic.
Thank
we
you.
Knew that because she was backed by popular demand, and by that I mean so much more demand, Shane, that we even required in the show. It's just her for a while. So you got what you want. We'll start the episode.
So today we're talking about Father's Day, a little backstory about it. Started around 1909 because some lady started missing her father from the Civil War. And
yeah, keep going.
Is that a true story?
It's a true story.
Okay.
We did a lot of research on Father's Day, and the facts behind it is very boring. So instead of talking about how Father's Day is or was, we're going to talk about the emotions behind Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Right? For example, I want to describe the current state of the gender equality when it comes between Father's Day and Mother's Day. How we see Father's Day, how we see Mother's Day. Mm. The emotion. When you hear Mother's Day, how excited you are. Mm. And when you hear the word Father's Day, how excited you are. Mm. Like as a child, not as a parent, as a child, because you're still a child.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll forever be one. Okay, very good question.
Thank you.
We wrote it ourselves.
I think it's... I think we are all weighing more towards a Mother's Day, and I think the current context of social media, digital marketing also coming into place. Or whether, let's say, imagine that was also not there. I think when you take the simple unit of family, automatically kids are more attached to the mother, and where the love and emotion and all those things come from the mother. Like it's evident from the mother. Not that there's nothing from the father. Of course, it's from the father's side. They hold it, right? They try to be this strong father figure in the family. But when it comes to the day, I think I am guilty to say I also weigh more towards the Mother's Day. But yeah, when someone says, okay, Father's Day, not that I do not get it. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for not getting distracted. You are a true professional.
I'm such a
She's a true professional, by the way.
I know. Shane is a distraction. Like,
forgive me.
Okay.
I'll try not to.
In a good way. Yeah. But yeah, so the Father's Day, I think, gender equality does not come into place when it comes to the Father's Day versus Mother's Day. Something that we should, you know, think about and take things forward.
Is it because purely the fact that the child is closer to the mother? Is that the reason?
I wouldn't know to answer on behalf of the majority, but if you take my story, I am more closer to the mother because I grew up with the mother and the father was not really around due to, I don't know whether you have more questions coming in, we'll talk about that later. But yeah, because he was in the army, this and that. So So I grew up with an absent father, but my mother was there. So because of that, I am more towards my mother anyway.
So what about you? What do you feel about the same question?
So why is Mother's Day more popularized than Father's Day, basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a topic that I've been mentioning over the past couple of years on Father's Day, to say that, you know, even though Father's Day is not celebrated as much, that doesn't mean that it's any less. So to answer your question as to why it's so, it's more popularized than Father's Day, I feel that it starts from, you know, our education system. For me, it was from Sunday school, right? So I remember on Mother's Day, we would make these cards and, you know, stuff. But when it came to Father's Day, it wasn't really a priority as such. It wasn't a thing. And rewinding even further, I think the reason for that is because of, you know, it becoming a marketing tool or in terms of selling merchandise, in terms of selling goods and services, in terms of selling gift items, right? Again, I don't mean this in a sexist way, but women would be more prone towards getting flowers and gifts and chocolates and stuff like that.
I think it's changing though, no?
Most probably.
Yeah.
Hold on, hold on, right? But when it comes to a father, I mean, not that we wouldn't value those things. I mean, I would love perfumes and watches and
flowers,
chocolates and flowers,
yeah,
and, you know, whatnot. But when it comes to gift giving or gift receiving, as fathers, we would appreciate more of a handmade card or something. Maybe he's, for example, from my son, you know, where he would, you know, put a fingerprint of his or a handprint of his and write something in his baby language or something like that. So I would value that more than the most expensive gift in the whole world.
Right. That's true.
So when you look at it from a profit-centered, perspective.
Commercialized perspective.
Yes. People don't really profit that much by promoting Father's Day.
Right.
That's just my opinion. Hence, Mother's Day has been popularized more or commercialized more, just mainly for the merchandise sale and, you know.
I mean, all holidays are basically a capitalistic trick where they put ads to buy more stuff. And as you said, I guess, yeah, like, what are you going to get a dad can buy whatever he wants anytime. What are you going to get someone who can buy whatever he wants by himself, you know?
Right. I think that actually dates back to, remember that comedian you were talking about, the
guy who
sits down? There's this comedian, his name is something Ali, all right? And he talks about how Father's Day is the most depressing holiday out there. Because in America, it is that Mother's Day is ranked second most important celebrated holiday.
After Christmas. Okay.
Yeah. Father's Day is ranked 20th.
Yeah, less than 20, I think. 20.
All right. And he's like, I can't think of 20 other holidays that are as important. Apparently, Halloween is number 6.
Oh, wow.
All right. Apparently, Arbor's Day. And he's like, I don't even know what Arbor's Day is. That is also up there.
St. Patrick's.
All of these are up there, right? So, and that was actually our second point as well. It is very evident, even in countries like Sri Lanka, that aren't really that westernized, that the marketing is done particularly and almost overly for Mother's Day as opposed to it being now Father's Day. And I can say that because I am in that field, right? So the work I do as a content creator, I get a lot more, Amanda, can you do this for Mother's Day and this for Mother's Day? And maybe like one or an incidental or accidental two that'll come and say, hey, would you like this for Father's Day?
Excuse me.
So it also correlates to the fact that women have a higher propensity to actually purchase stuff.
Yeah.
So you're right.
I think I agree.
2 out of 3 consumers are female.
But saying that again, this is not based on any research study or scientific backing on it. This was just at the spur of the moment. As you asked me the question, this is the thought that came into my head.
Absolutely. But factually, it's backed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is that all these holidays are more catered towards women. And do you guys think that that also appeals to the emotional side of women, where they actually would prefer getting gifts, whereas as a dad, like I always said, you don't mind just getting a card, whereas it is now expected that if you watch an ad about Mother's Day or something, the flowers are mandatory, the card is almost mandatory.
Cakes are mandatory.
There you go. And the cake has to be of a certain color and a certain stature and a particular style and everything.
Yeah.
I feel that the world is now being, it is so consumerist. that you are expected to get this for your mother, and if you don't, you're a terrible son?
I have a different perspective because I'm not a person who celebrates. I don't get flowers, cakes, and stuff for Mother's Day.
My God, you didn't get your mother. Oh my God.
Your child got two.
I call them, I wish them, and I worship them. And even my father, for the Father's Day, I would do that.
Right.
Because I celebrate their birthdays. Because for me, Mother's Day, again, right now, it is coming to a point of a marketing perspective where Mother's Day, you must celebrate. You have to get your cakes, flowers, you know. Why? I do that on and off, like without any days, without being, you know, a Mother's Day or whatever. I anyway take her out, I treat her right, and when my father is around, I take him out, treat him right. So it's when you can do it, just do it. Why are you waiting for a day? And I randomly get flowers. I treat her the way, you know, I would like to be treated. I treat my father the way that, you know, I know he's trying to be this strong. You know, our generation fathers, they want to be strong. They don't want to, and especially my father is... Yeah, and my father, coming from military, he's trained not to have emotions, you know, cut off emotions the moment you leave your house. Because of that, so I am that daughter who tries to make him emotional. You know, I try to give him flowers. I make these handmade cards and this and that. And I don't really need a day specifically to do that. But of course, the commercial aspect, even if you take my house, my father hates us buying gifts. Even now, like, he knows that my brother and I are very independent. We are financially whatever. But we're trying to give him all of that. He's like, no, I don't want this. I don't want that.
I understand that as a father. Like, yeah. I think Shane would back me up. We don't want our kids to waste money on us for unnecessary things. Like, it's...
He thinks I'm wasting money. Yeah. And when I get a shirt, I get like 3 shirts at once. He's like... One is enough.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I think I understand that, what he thinks.
But whereas mothers, because we are ladies and we have the feminine thing going on, we love it. You know, we love flowers, we love cakes, whatever you call it. And, you know, we love that. So, yeah, that's the difference. And, of course, the commercial world has taken it into this marketing thingy, where you keep creating that desire, you keep getting their attention, interest, and desire so that they actually buy, which is, of course, a marketing model, the AIDA model, right?
Yeah.
But whereas men, it's really hard to get the men into that
because we're like, cool.
They're like, oh, I don't want that.
By the way, if I buy my mom flowers on a non Mother's Day, she'd be like, Mokata Kedui.
Oh, what do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
Which is a safe estimate given your history.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks for estimating
my
history.
I got you. But do you guys also think that is because men are less emotionally reactive to stuff and women are more emotionally reactive?
Oh, these questions are very hard because I mean...
Yeah, welcome to That's So Bro. It's not so easy.
We'll let Shane answer that too.
Because Shane, being a father and a man himself, he would know that better than me.
Obviously.
Repeat the question if you don't mind.
Do you think all this is happening because now she said her dad was in the army, right? So good luck to anybody who was trying fashion. Her dad was in the army, right?
He must be like, take her and go. Take her and go.
Do you think
we're not going back to dating conversations?
Do you think that the reason why a majority of the marketing is done and catered towards women because men are less emotionally reactive? And therefore, like you guys said, you don't expect much.
See?
Hey, this is it.
This explains it. Like, so, how you know, you're very easygoing. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
This explains it.
But to mellow that question down or to kind of summarize that question, what you're asking is, why doesn't the commercial world focus on marketing Father's Day as much as
products to dudes,
Mother's Day? Is it mainly because of the, you know, buying power or the purpose?
No,
emotional response, like how a mother would feel if you surprised her with, well, not in your child's case, how a mother would feel if she was surprised with flowers and cake on a random day, as opposed to your father being surprised on a random day.
I think we had this conversation before we came.
Yeah.
Where the fathers sometimes, as a father I'm speaking, may feel like, I know we do so much for our kids, but do we deserve to get that price? Have we done enough? That doubt is there. Like, that's why now a mother feels like, yeah, I have done so much.
At the same time, you wouldn't mind being
celebrated. We wouldn't mind being celebrated.
Right.
But there are unique points.
Yeah. So what
for mothers, cakes, yeah, flowers, this and that, you know, they're happy with it. But your father, they're unique cases.
Yeah.
You've got to identify what will make him happy. Sometimes a simple hug, you know, makes them happy and they get very emotional. I've had my situations with my father where, you know, he tears down thinking, oh my God, you have grown up so much. And my success is his trophy, you know, growing up without him, this and that. And whenever I buy things, so I mean, the question is...
Why isn't it marketed? Is it not marketed as much because of the, you know... Because of the emotional non-reaction... The sales are lower for, you know, men's items and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think we need to kind of re-look at the lens that we are looking at that from. Because, for example, like what you said just now, I don't think, again, I'm not a marketing guru or anything like that, but I don't think people have really identified what spots to hit when it comes to marketing to a man. Or a father, in terms of, you know, the children-father relationship.
Right.
So if you look at all these advertisements that go on during, you know, on the week leading up or the months leading up to Mother's Day, right? I mean, without exaggeration, right? At least about two or three weeks, right?
Right.
Yeah.
If you look at all those advertisements and radio commercials and stuff like that, it's all about that mother-daughter bonding, you know, mother-son bonding.
Right.
The, you know, relationship that, you know, you have with your mom. You know, and it's a very emotional, touchy-feely kind of thing. Whereas for fathers, you can't market it like that, right? In the, in the typical, patriotic, sorry, not patriotic. What's the word?
Patriarchy.
Patriarchy. Yeah.
Right.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Same letters.
Same.
Right? In the typical patriarchy, you know, hierarchy or the whole structure. We are not supposed to show emotion. We are not supposed to, you know, be emotional.
Right.
Right. So again, when it comes to flowers, perfume, chocolates, all of these are, yes, they are material stuff, but they're hitting an emotional nerve. So I don't think, or maybe it has not been, the code has not been cracked to find out what a man's emotional nerve is when it comes to products, when it comes to selling stuff.
Okay.
You know? I think just to add one more point to that. Anyway, the marketers, all these people, companies, they focus on the women's sentiments.
Yeah.
If you take even Father's Day, they market the sentiments to the daughters.
Yeah. So there is a...
Because it's the daughters who... it's the daughters who get chocolates, this and that. But how does a son really treat the father on a Father's Day? I have seen, you know, my brother would just get a bottle and they would just go enjoy a drink.
That's a perfect gift.
Exactly. So son to father, it's a little hard to market there.
You just said the perfect ad.
Again, the commodity.
We don't have
to drink.
We're talking about soft drinks.
So there's a scientific explanation for this. Again, you might not like to hear the answer.
Yeah.
But women are proven to be more impulsive buyers.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, we are.
Right?
Yeah.
Hence, it makes more sense to market that more.
Yes.
Right.
So again, for example, if I was to go shopping, it's not that I would... maybe I might not shop in the most traditional man sense of shopping.
Mm. Right? Which is to say?
So, for example, I love watches. I love shoes. I love...
great culture.
I love accessories, right? And if there is something I see, I would impulsively buy it,
right?
So that's not the traditional man sense of shopping, right?
Yeah, you have an objective, you go to the shop, get only that thing, look at that
you
thing,
only buy that, and right? So now, if I have a tendency to buy other stuff also, does that make me more feminine?
No.
Exactly.
Right.
Right?
No.
So why is the product range limited to perfume, watch, shoes, Leather products. When I talk about leather products, I'm talking about wallets and belts.
Yes. Sure, that's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's right. So, bro.
So why?
Is it though?
So why limit it to that, or even alcohol, right? Why limit it to that? Why not think of, you know, hats? I don't know. I'm just randomly thinking at this.
Why not a spa treatment?
Why not? A weekend. Okay, for example, best example. Why are there only ladies' nights?
Because every night
to attract men.
Sorry.
To attract men.
Really?
You know the two weakest points of men. Men, women.
Two weakest points. Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so
women and alcohol.
I guess that argument ends there.
I didn't see that. I was thinking something else.
Coming back to your question, I think the marketing aspect of it has focused mainly because of the range of products plus the impulsive buying of a female.
Yes, yes.
Maybe it's also because that range of product that you just mentioned, those are products that you can market by saying, okay, so this is a manly thing. Owning a watch is a manly thing. Owning a manly fragrance is a manly thing. Owning a car is a manly thing.
Okay.
I can't market flowers to a dude because, as much as this person might be somebody who's into horticulture, well, you know, that's not really a manly thing to do, right?
But you can market hand creams, you can market face creams.
Right, but then
I think people are doing that right
now. Yeah, hand cream's very important.
Right, but then now, if you take the general populace and you in a friend group and you just pulled out your bag and started applying hand cream, what would your friends say?
What are we talking about?
Emotional responses of men.
You know, it's not accepted in the, you know, in...
we have two children. We're having a serious topic about this.
Lose the joke?
You
should have seen her face. We need to have that in slow motion, please. What are you doing?
Okay, honest answer to that question.
Right.
I wouldn't care because it's something that I... it's something that I promote. It's something that... You know, I encourage men to do, to take care of their, you know, their skincare, their hands,
of course,
their nails.
No, that's because this is maturity.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we were in school, we didn't understand this. Someone is like, when we are like 15, 14. Now, at my age now, when somebody just puts hand cream, I'll be like, that's cool.
Yeah.
But when we were 15, 14.
Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not 15, 14. Okay, you go back to your classmates now and you pull out your, you know, again, I don't want to mention brands, but you pull out your hand cream and, you know, you start, you know, rubbing it.
Yeah, people will make fun of it.
Because for the air condition or something. Your nails are chipping or your skin is cracking or something like that, right?
I think it goes down to the basics of, you know, when a boy cries, you know, boys don't cry.
Yeah.
Is a statement that you make, you know, from there onwards.
No, and also I think men need to be assured or be self-assured about their masculinity.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
To start using those products.
Yeah.
To start wearing a pink shirt. To start, you know, so people assume when you wear those feminine associated colors or products,
right,
that you are less masculine, which
go.
Is not...
And same applies to the emotions. Just because you express your emotions and you cry or whatever does not make you, you know, less masculine. It's
the
part
thing
of
with emotions is from podikale you have been setting that.
Yeah, so
it's
this
difficult
is something
to,
we as a generation need to change.
Pink shirt is something you can be like, okay, today I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
But emotions is something from small days. You're not supposed to cry. So you can't just be like, no, today I'm going to cry. And like, I'm crying, you know?
Yeah, because of that, they're trying to hold it all up and
So,
different conversation for another day, but I get your point.
Yeah. We have a lot of conversations.
It's a conversation within the conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, can you ask a more lighthearted question?
Masha, in this list of things, there's no lighthearted, bro, right?
We'll ask one lighthearted question.
Okay, Yashan, last one, I have a question.
Your best Father's Day ever.
Hold on. Okay, I thought you were going to crack a joke or something.
No. You wanted lighter? I meant lighthearted.
My best what?
Father's Day ever.
Okay, so far...
None of it has been
because
good.
His kid is six, so...
Yeah, so far I've had six Father's Days. My best Father's Day ever was not on... The official Father's Day.
Okay. Understood. what happened?
This, like, this question, you're not answering the question now. Now you're going somewhere else.
No.
Yeah. Okay. But again,
the day the kid was born.
Was it?
No, that's when he got the title.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so when you say best Father's Day ever, as in, was I celebrated on that day and stuff like that?
How, where you felt appreciated as a father?
By my son or by the others
by the
around?
Kid, by the kid.
I'm so sorry. Who else is appreciating?
Who else is
who, calling
who
else
you?
Is appreciating you, Shane?
Like father. Like, I'm not calling him a daddy.
Hey, daddy. Happy Father's Day, guys.
No, I mean, your parents can...
your parents?
he's asking your experience as a father.
Yeah.
What is the most memorable and the best Father's Day you've had?
Actually, what did you drink today? What did you eat?
I understood the question.
Yeah, but she's phrasing it so wrong.
No, I'm not.
Who else calls you daddy? Who else calls you daddy?
You asked by my son. Yeah, but I mean, who else is going to call you
by the other people father? In my family? By
carefully worded, carefully worded.
Grandparents?
Calls you daddy?
By his grandparents. Who are my parents and my in-laws?
No, Shane, this is you as a father. What is your most memorable day or how have been celebrated as a father?
That's technical. I say you guys will be right back.
This answers that question, right?
What
this
question?
Answers the question. Like, yeah, if I had a memorable day, I would immediately remember it. If I had a memorable Father's Day,
right.
In the typical sense of it, I would remember.
Okay.
You're yet to get there.
But the thing is, my son is too small to kind of understand it or acknowledge it or celebrate me. Or, you know, that is one. Number two is, like we were discussing earlier, it's not that we expect a thank you or, you know, thank you, Dada, for my cereal or my diapers.
Right.
You know, thank you for, you know, sacrificing your burger so that you can buy me a burger. No one knows that stuff.
Right.
Mm. You get what I'm saying? So it's not that... This is a appreciation-seeking role.
Mm.
But to answer the question, there is no such thing as the most memorable Father's Day because it's Father's Day for me every day. I'm not saying it to sound cool or, you know...
But you sound cool.
I know.
I know.
It was like your explosion is walking away.
Right. But... It feels a blessing to be a father every day.
Right.
Okay.
Smooth.
All right. I'm so glad that was supposed to be an easy question. I'll flip it.
Hard question time.
What was your proudest moment as a father?
Me.
The kid is only 6 years old.
So he's proudest
proud
moment.
Proud for me as my proud father was. I think you know the answer to this because we spoke about it a little while back.
We can advertise that right now.
But it was the day my son viewed me having my first professional fight inside the ring, not on the street.
Ooh.
My son seeing me fight for the first time, and that's the first time I had fought either.
Right.
Did you mention that when you were explaining what you do?
No,
exactly. Not
so he's a fighter also, by the way. Can we cut that at the beginning of the podcast?
So
okay, so I'm into corporate training, coaching, if you like, mentoring on leadership development, personal development, and also behavioral changes.
And fighting.
I don't want to advertise that too much because I don't think anyone in my profession is doing that at the moment, and I don't want to scare my clients away. But I fight as...
If you don't change,
you don't hire
Shane.
I mean, that's
all right,
so
he
bro.
Knows where you live.
Okay, so I'll give you my...
That is so bro. That's the most bro thing so far.
Okay,
yes.
So I fight as a hobby for fun.
He also hosts events.
Okay, thank you.
Josha, now say, you say something.
I want to, but we'll continue.
I paint, I cook, I draw, I play an instrument now and then. Anything else? I hike.
What instrument?
Guitar.
Okay.
I hike, I run, I anything else.
We'll get back to the fact that
I just kept it short. So.
Right. So we get back to your son watching you fight.
Yeah. So that was the proudest moment for me so far as a father. Him seeing me go into
the ring.
Mortal combat or physical combat as a sport with another man. And I feel that even though he was 5 years then, he would remember this that moment,
yeah,
because
core memory.
Yeah, because I remember his reaction after I came out of the ring, and that was priceless. So yeah, so that was my most proudest moment.
Aww.
Now let's hit
him
with a hard question.
Thank you for making that emotional, but
now hard question time. We'll shoot it at her. I think she needs a hard question.
Yes, please.
Or shall we ask her proud moment of being a daughter?
Oh.
For her
oh,
father.
That's a good twist.
Good question, Yashan.
Yeah.
Come again?
Like,
Ash, what was your proudest moment as a daughter?
To your father.
To your father.
Dun, dun, dun.
Proudest moment.
I've always been a good daughter, so every moment's a proud moment. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I'm daddy's little girl.
I have made him proud, literally, you know, every step of the way. The proudest that I have made is, you know, to become this woman he never thought of. Because being under his wings and, you know, he had no experience with building, you know, bringing daughters up because he does not have sisters or whoever. So I was a whole new experience to him and he was away. So he was trying to put a lot of military rules and keep me home, whatever. But I saw something bigger and I kept fighting. And I, you know, moved out of all those traditions, formats, rules that were put by my father. We were not okay for a while, but then the moment I started to achieve things, he realized, oh, I was wrong. Like, she's capable of doing better things and she's a star, this and that. So I think, I would say at this moment in my life, where I am currently, is the proudest that I can make him, because I'm not depending on him and he's proud about it. He's like, oh wow, I never thought you would be this. Because, you know, always what was in his mind was, okay, finish A-levels, do this and that, and get married in your early 20s, have kids. If not, you will never find a man. I mean, I think he still thinks like that. But you know, he's like, oh, your destiny has another way. You know, you're a star. You keep achieving things. You're a high achiever. I think this is the proudest that I can make him as well, as at now.
Beautiful, actually.
She said some things there which could have made some jokes, but I felt...
No, that was a very sentimental thing.
Yeah.
Good job.
Right, now push her with a hard question.
Oh, okay.
Beyond advertising...
Oh, yeah, I love how it started.
What are the areas do you see similar disparities...
Oh, the word that we need
in
dictionary.
...in men and women and how they're treated in society?
On society, yo...
Come again.
What I'm trying to say is, now we talked about the advertising aspect of
Yes.
Outside of that, do you see any other disparities between how men and women are treated in broader society?
Yeah. I mean, no matter how much we keep on talking about equality, yes, women keep on being loud and, you know, speaking things out loud because we are the ones who are trying to make a place, because all this time it's the men who are dominating all industries to this and that. But is there a disparity? Yeah, in so many ways. If I just narrow it down to my own industry, still it's a male-dominant industry.
Which industry is this?
Events industry. I mean, it's fair for anyone to feel insecure around me as well, because I go into events as sometimes as the only female. You want to know how this disparity is created and this and that?
Yeah, sure, if you want to.
I think, again, it comes down to the marketing aspect and the commercial aspect, because now we are all out there. And again, men are not people to scream and fight and be saying, you know, I want this, what's happening to men? But usually it's the women.
Right.
You know, we keep... I'm talking on behalf of all.
Women, if you have anything to disagree, the comments are down.
Yes, if you want to blame me... You can. But I think, yeah, because we are very forward, at least some of us who are out there, we can fight for it. You know, we keep on saying equality is not about, you know, trying to be the physique or whatever. That's not what we ask for, right? It's the if a man can be a CEO, so can a woman.
Mm.
So that's the kind of equality question that we take things, like, we keep on talking. In the same sense, when there's something unfair, it's again the women that who stand up and scream and this thing, you know, do this, women deserve this much of treatment. But do men ever say we deserve this? like, do men ever put a post saying, you know, men has to be treated like this? No, I don't think so. Because I think, again, it's the woman figure who stands behind a man. It, you know, every successful man, there's a woman behind story.
Who came up with that?
One woman.
One
woman. Hi, Jay.
One woman.
Not Jay.
Not Jay.
Yeah, I think on behalf of men also, I think it's the women who has to keep them driving. Mm. Yeah, mm. As much as we are also a weakness of them. It's true.
We are the weakness of men. Explain that sentence again.
No, as you said, there were two weaknesses men have: alcohol and women.
Alcohol and women.
The two points.
Yeah, the two.
Which I saw something points. Else before.
What did you see again?
Nothing. Your headphone looks great. What do you think about what she said?
Headphone looks great.
Do you feel, sir, that there are disparities?
Yes. But I think that's. So I think she said everything that needs to be said, but I just want to add something, which is, I guess that's the feminine and masculine.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
That's what it is.
Right.
We need both to balance it all out.
But this disparity, does it, like, is this the reason that Father's Day is not...
Maybe one, I think. I mean, one of the so many.
Again, right. To celebrate the Father's Day in such a, you know,
grandiose way.
Yeah, the grandiose way. You need women. It's the daughters who make it special. Daughters who get chocolates, bake a cake at home.
Wait, 1 minute. You have a son or a daughter?
Son.
Oh, man, you're screwed.
No, but...
As per Ashish, you are screwed.
No. I'm not saying sons don't do, because I...
You still have hope, bro.
No,
you still have hope.
They just do it in a different way.
They do it in a different way. They're like, Tati, like, they have their macho going on and this and that. We are the ones who are sensitive. When we... Yeah. My brother is not going to sit and make a card.
Yeah.
You know, it's me. You know, when they're small, probably my mother made him do something. But when they grow up, it becomes, it's different.
Yeah, that's the part that is important to us.
Exactly.
He, even if it's a guy, a boy,
yeah.
That either the mother or the grandmother or, you know, the aunt or somebody in the family, that's who I was talking about, the others.
Right.
Yeah.
The one that you made him feel bad about.
Right. Huh?
Make the effort. I'm lost. Make the effort to, you know, do that for the father.
Yes.
Right. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not the gift or the card or something. It's
yeah.
It's that effort that went in.
Yeah.
That
because this has to change
how do you propose that change can happen?
I think it's again up to the women as well, because if I am a mother, when I become a mother or however, it's up to us to, you know.
There's only one way to become a mother, by the way.
That's another podcast. This is not for that podcast.
Shane, let's not go there.
You said however. So.
Yeah, Shane, let's not go
just
there.
Clarifying.
So you were saying when you become a mother.
If yeah. You become a mother,
I mean,
however you become a mother.
It starts from the role of being a daughter, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about how you're going to get a daughter.
No, it starts from the role of being a daughter. You first keep doing that for your brother, your father. You know, you surprise them. You do a lot of things to make them happy, this and that. And then you become a girlfriend, then you become a wife, then it's important to, you know, make the man feel, you know, make that safe space for the man to be emotional as well. I think we got to create that.
Should it start from young age? Like, I think by the time you're a girlfriend, it's already too late.
Yeah, that's what I say. It starts from when you're a daughter, because, it's important to bring that... you know, emotional side of a father, because that sometimes it's very beautiful than the emotional side of a mother also, because you feel it more. Because now if my mother cries, I know how to deal with her. You know, I know she's happy, the happy cries on this and that. But when my father even drops a tear down, you're like,
shit, is this a happy tear? Is this a sad tear?
Yeah.
Is he cutting onions?
No, let's say it's a happy moment. Okay. Like, I know, then I know it's like it's deep.
Ah, okay.
Like it's... It's deep, because he does not express it as much.
Are you an emotional father?
I think so. I am.
Like, you shed tears and...
Of course. But that's the thing. Not in public.
Yeah.
Not because I can't.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah. Because you want to show that you are the strong... People
I
can depend on you.
I think it's the way men and women are built.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
it's
we
not
are built
that
differently.
I want to. It's not that, you know, I was told... again, we were talking about this earlier... It's not that I was told as a kid, okay, you don't cry, boys don't cry. No, I was never told that.
Yeah.
Never. Mm. Right? If at all, it was the opposite.
Mm.
But it's, as you said, it's I guess it's an inbuilt thing that comes with masculinity and being a male.
Yeah.
where you deal with your own stuff alone. Is that the best way to do it? I don't think so. But that is how it is done, or that is how it has been done.
Right.
Can that change? Definitely.
Yeah.
This pertains to how women have more of an emotional response and men have that problem solution ideal.
Yeah, so again, psychologically,
right.
Like you were saying earlier, the woman's role or the traditional woman's role is nurturing and caring.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yes, yes, yeah? I agree.
And you said it starts before you become a girlfriend, which is basically when you're a daughter.
Daughter, yes.
And that has to come as an example that the daughter or the son sees from the mother or sees how the mother treats the father.
Right.
Yes. So it's a cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cycle. So. Yeah, it's important to...
Does that answer...
It does.
Yeah, yeah, it does, it does. It's like some Lion King level shit.
I mean, I don't think at any given point, you know, you can, like...
Sorry, sorry, he said some Lion King level shit, Ash. What do you want me to do?
Circle of life!
You're disturbing.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you're just being...
No, in between the serious conversation and, you know, thinking pattern, I'm trying to fit in Lion King and Martin.
Bro, I didn't understand, man.
Circle of life.
Right, yeah, true,
right.
True,
right,
yes.
And Mufasa dies.
But the... Yes, you know what? Absolutely.
Let's talk about Lion King now.
No, no, you know, no Rocky, no Lion King in this podcast.
Why Rocky?
Oh, man, you had to watch one of
Shall
the
Shall we start?
No,
okay,
please,
okay,
God,
okay,
no.
Let's go, let's go.
My question then would be, as fathers to the both of you, does it affect you that Father's Day might not be celebrated as much as Mother's Day? And I'm not saying this to...
Short answer.
Yeah, no. No, it's okay. I'm not saying this to compare saying, no, I wish you get more gifts. What I'm saying is the acknowledgement part that a mother's get and the attention that the mothers get and the thanks and the gratitude that a mother would get on Mother's Day for being a mom, would you also like to get that as a father, or are you okay with just being passed on?
Okay, honest answer, I think secretly we all do.
Right.
Aww.
I'm being real,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Secretly we all kind of, not, again, it's a very fine line between expectation and appreciating, receiving that, you know.
Reality, yes.
Thank you or celebration or whatever.
Right.
Right? But, so that's why, secretly I think all men do.
Right.
Again, we just don't admit it.
Mm.
Right. So, speaking for myself, I think to some degree I do. To some degree.
Right.
But not like, you know, I'll be bummed out if it doesn't happen.
Okay.
You know, I'll be like, you know, screw this, you know.
I failed this child for God knows how long, bloody won't even give a card.
Being a father, you know, I bought your diapers, you know, no card from you. It's not a tantrum like that, but it'll be like an internal, you know, alone, just a tiny moment where, kind of feeling, you know.
Right.
Mm.
It would have been nice if I, you know, got it, but,
of
you
course.
Know. And then we kind of just, you know, brush it off because.
You're expected to.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yosh?
For me, no, I'm not expecting that from my daughter, you know, like, I don't want the thank yous and all that. If she's happy, I'm good. If she wants to get me something, it's up to her. But if she doesn't also, it really doesn't affect me that much. I mean,
okay.
Like, for example, if we talk about Men's Day, right? Most of the time, I don't even know it's Men's Day. I mean, we don't really care about it, right? Do we? I mean, I don't know.
I think we should start caring about it.
That's the issue.
Again, you need women to do that.
Yeah, but just because we missed out on Men's Day or we missed out on Father's Day doesn't really affect me as a man or a father.
Right, but then the point of the day is to celebrate the fact that as a father, you've been a father. Even if you did the bare minimum, at least you did that. Because there are fathers who are worse off who haven't done shit, right? They went out for milk and never came back, whatever the Sri Lankan alternative that is. So there are people who don't do it. So for actually doing the work you actually did, would you not like to be...
I think for me, if my daughter, like for her example, for her dad, the best thing for him is to see her succeed.
Right.
That is the thank you that he would like, oh, my daughter's in a good place. I helped her to get there.
Right.
Right. And that she's there and she's doing that is the greatest gift I think a father will ever have.
Okay.
Especially towards a daughter. I don't have a son, so I don't know what that emotion is like. But towards a daughter, like if my daughter does well, like her, goes to a big place, I think that is the best Father's Day gift for me.
Okay.
But individual presents, you know, all that, I don't know. If she gives, I'll be thankful.
Right.
But it won't, if she doesn't give, it won't affect me much. I mean, as you said, maybe little bit, very minor. I'll be like, it's okay. Not a big deal.
Yeah, we wouldn't linger there.
Yeah, we won't keep it in like, she forgot.
Half a second.
Okay. Like, for me, more than maybe a gift, if she's makes time to hang out with us. When she's grown up, you know, Dad, shall we go watch a movie? Maybe that would be a better gift than actual material.
Like, and I think even for boys and girls, it goes the same. Where, you know, the biggest thing that we should be actually looking forward or expecting from our kids is for them to spend time with us when they get older.
Yeah.
True.
Right.
Now, we don't feel it because our kids are really small, right? So they hang on us for, you know, even if it's a moment.
Mm.
But the older they get, we need to come to the reality that they're not going to want to hang out with us as much as they did.
Right.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that they have, you know, they have their friends, they have their, you know, whatever entertainment by the in the next 10 years that comes up. I don't know which would be
scary.
So I think you're right. Like it's not the you know mug that says dad on it or I love you dada or you know it's not that.
Right.
It's the effort that they took to do that.
Right.
Is what we value. Okay. And if it's not there, it's cool.
It's cool. It won't.
My counter proposal to that, Smotron, is so say hypothetically your daughter grew up and she's now 18 years old.
Right.
So, close to her age.
Yeah, that's her age. So, for 18 years, you've been watching her treat the mother and not you. Would that little itch of what about me, would it not manifest as something greater? Are you telling me that you are so emotionally mature and stone-like that you will know in your heart of hearts, no, I did everything I have to do for this child, and you know, if she's happy, she's happy, and everything for the mother is that, it's completely fine.
For me, I think appreciation. Sorry, go ahead.
For me personally,
right.
I don't know about other guys. Personally, if she celebrates her mother, yeah, and she has to because my wife does quite a bit for her.
Right.
If she expects it, you know,
mm-hmm.
like she wants that thank you, she wants that appreciation. If they're having that, I will also be happy. Like they're celebrating each other.
Right.
Right.
But they're not celebrating you.
That's the thing. It doesn't matter for me. Like, it won't affect me. Because at the end, the three of us are together. You know? We have time for each other. They don't have to come and say, hey, you did a good job. Thank you. Because that's not what we want back.
Mm.
That's not something that we need. I mean, if they do, it's good. I'm not saying don't do it.
Right.
But if they don't do it also, it doesn't affect, again, as he said. It'll be there for a few, like a half a second. But it'll just pass away.
No, what my thing is, one time, half a second. The next time, maybe a second.
So you're asking, would I
have a different
accumulate into something bigger?
Much bigger.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the man.
Yeah. It's situational.
So, yeah, it's situational. But as again, we can speak for ourselves and I guess to some degree for men in general, it's not an expectation inbuilt in us.
Right.
I have a different perspective.
Tell me.
Which is, so my father was away, right? So ever since I was born, he would be there for, when I was born, he has come. But then again, in
wait.
A week.
What did she say?
When she my was father, born, the father was there.
No, okay.
My father has been away for, like, there's childhood trauma involved, right?
Okay. You want to crack that.
But then it went serious.
He wanted to steer that in a different way.
I got you. No. No, he was there.
The viewers who were watching, you know.
Continue. Oh, gosh. Yosh. Okay. So, I've grown up with an absent father because he was in the army and he was in the war. He was in the war front. And I was born and then he has missed my birthdays. He's never been there for my exams. So for the past 26 years of my life also, like, you know, he's not there. So when I grew up and when I crossed 21, 24, then soon after he retired from army also, he went abroad. And then for the past 10 years, he's been abroad, right? There was these certain situations where we sat down, when we all gather around as a family, we have our conversations going on. And where he has mentioned the fact that y'all are always with your mom.
Right.
You know, I think this is what you anyway asked. So I he had a regret of, you know, not being able to be there with the family, not being able to, you know, see me grow. Because even if you still ask him, he would be like, I think she's 16 or like, you know, whatever. Even when I was in school, he wouldn't know which grade I was in, like I am in or whatever. So, yeah, he missed a lot. So then he is a little emotional. He has a little bit of patch about, you know, I couldn't really be there with the family. So now we are matured enough to sit down and have a conversation and say, Thati, no. We understand, because most of the time in my life also, I was just trying to figure out, you know, where's my father? You know, everyone has a story, but I just come home to worry, you know, which war is he at today? And we watch television to see, is he okay? Is he alive? Sort of a situation, right? And then as we grow up, obviously we understand, we mature. And I sat down with him even recently to tell, you know, it's okay that you were not there. You were not there because you were providing for us. You know, you were out there saving the country. It was another, you know, ball game. So we understand. So don't worry, we are here. And so he would enjoy every moment with the family right now. Every time we come around, you know, what a drink or this thing, like he said, simple things like, you know, spending time with us is a major win for him.
Right.
So, yeah.
And
they
can
do
I
have
add
their
something
patches.
To what she said? So, yeah. I also feel that fathers are responsible for this. Because, for example, I was just, while you were talking, I was just thinking about, you know, like last year, I think, you know, if it's for Father's Day or whatever, I just gave my dad a kiss on his head and I just said happy birthday or something like that. Happy Father's Day, right? And the way he receives it also plays a part in whether I'm going to give it more or not.
Yes, true.
And how, again, most probably it's not his fault. Maybe that's how he was taught.
Right.
And that's how I was taught, you know? So now when I'm his age and my son is my age, or whatever the difference is,
you'll react.
I most probably might react the way my father is reacting.
Right.
If I don't make those conscious changes now. So I strongly feel that fathers are responsible for this dynamic shift as well.
Right.
Because how they react or respond when they are celebrated is like, whatever, you know. It doesn't matter.
They don't know how to take it in.
Not that it's not appreciated,
right?
But how it's outwardly shown.
How they respond.
Yes.
Yeah, how they react is different.
And, you know, I feel that, you know, if they show some kind of emotion, just a teeny tiny bit, then we would know, okay, he likes this, he appreciates it, but the way he shows it is different.
Right.
So I feel that men are also to blame for this. You can't only blame social media or, you know, commercializing Mother's Day and stuff like that. Because, you know, if fathers made it a big deal, it actually would be a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason Mother's Day is a big deal is because mothers make it a big deal.
Mm.
Right.
So, dear men, express yourself.
Do you think another thing about men is we cannot handle a compliment? Is that something you want to say? Is that what you indirectly say?
I don't know. I can.
No, like your father. You know, your
from
kiss to
your
the forehead.
Kids.
Kiss from the forehead.
Okay, sorry.
From your kids.
The kiss on the forehead, right? I feel like that was a compliment, and he didn't know how to handle it.
Okay, hold on. Ashin Sunny.
Ashin's gonna take a small 5 minutes to laugh and get it out of her.
We'll give it. You can put a technical screen. No? Tongue.
Bleep this whole part out. Okay.
Just try to laugh.
She just
silent.
She just let out a lot of pent up, tension.
No, I'm not tense at all. I'm so relaxed. But when you said I like it, you love compliments, but we're talking about compliments from your kid.
No, I said I can take compliments.
Yes,
of course. He didn't specify.
Sean's fault.
That's my bad.
That's where I interrupted to say from your kids.
No, like your father's scenario.
Like,
your father's scenario.
Yeah.
The kiss on the forehead can be taken as a compliment, Dad, you know?
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to react to it.
Yeah.
And the same way.
So the more he does that, the less I do it.
Yeah. Because I realize that, especially us, Mushan, we come from a generation of emotionally stunted men where, like you said, you're not supposed to. Even if you want to say thank you and I say I want this, I would like this, you're not supposed to say that. So you repress all these emotions, and even when you get something from somebody, you say, yeah, sure, I'd rather you not waste money.
I guess you don't know how to react to it.
Yeah.
You don't know how to, not used to it.
You don't know how to accept gratitude, and so you downplay it. So the person who is actually giving you something does not want to give it again.
Yeah.
Right. So that is the point. But then I also feel that fathers, especially, we'll just say fathers in general, are very underappreciated in that sense. Mm. Because now we come from the preconception that because my dad would not want to accept this gift, I shouldn't get him a gift. So now my understanding is, okay, so my dad only wants something minuscule. He wants the bare minimum. So I will give him the bare minimum. And if, at the bare minimum, he's like, oh, okay, cool, I got it, thanks. Then the bar is just set so low, and we are so underappreciated that you don't expect anything more. So that when I say, do you not want to be appreciated on Father's Day? You will come and say, oh no, it's okay, who gives a shit? So we just keep pulling ourselves down because we are supposed to outwardly be this stoic, macho guy who's not supposed to express emotion, even though deep down inside, we all want to be appreciated.
Yeah.
That's why I said secretly, we really want it.
Absolutely.
It's just that because of, you know, social constraints or whatever, we just want to look cool or whatever, and we don't really
express it.
And also we don't really admit it. We don't really
admit
exactly.
It,
you know, even that mini amount that we want to feel appreciated, it still needs to be admitted, right?
Right.
If we say we don't want it at all,
and you're scared that if you actually express that, you would look a bit less of a man than
I mean. Not me in...
No. In general.
Yeah, in general. The unspoken connotation is there that, you know, if you want certain... the same thing or certain things that women also want, that femininity will be associated to you.
Yeah.
It'll make you less masculine.
Yeah. So, and again, another reason for that to happen is because men are not confident in their masculinity, and also there's a word for masculinity being, you know, what do you call it, chopped off kind of thing. Not literally, but what do you call it?
We'll look for
it's
that.
It's not coming.
Yeah,
right? But where society has demasculinated, there is no word like that. I just made it up. But you get what I'm trying to say,
right?
Where society has downplayed the masculine so much that sometimes if you don't come from a background that your father was around and you're a guy, or you don't have a lot of male figures in your family, again, this is scientifically backed or research backed, where if you don't have a male figure in your family or masculinity or testosterone in your household, that it's natural for you to be a little more feminine, or a little it's natural for you to maybe expect certain things that a woman might expect, because you have grown up around you know, only your mother and sister or aunties or grandmother or something like that,
right?
So again, going into research studies, this is shown to be true. That, you know, if you have grown up in a environment that, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
But if you have grown up in an environment that your father wasn't around much,
right,
or you didn't have any other male figures in your family, that will be a little more, the tendency will be to be a little more feminine. Now, what you are thinking is, my brother didn't, that's what you're thinking, right?
Yeah, I think this is situational anyway.
Yeah,
I think my brother.
I think you brought the masculinity to her brother.
Probably, because I was anyway the one who used to climb trees and
are you the oldest?
That. No, I'm the youngest.
Oh, so youngest. Climbing trees is a boy's thing?
That's what. So this was never, no, at our house, this was never defined as this is a boy's thing or a girl's thing. So I was always the outgoing, sporty one, you know. Even when my father is around, my father would just ask me to just climb the tree and, you know, pick the mangoes and this and that. Whereas my brother is like, I don't want.
So cheap labor.
No, but to add on to what he said, I have a different perspective from my family. But yeah, can be true in different situations. But whereas in my family, you know how a lot of girls say the first love is their father. right? For me, I don't say that because obviously my father was not there, so I won't call my father.
And it's a different kind of love.
Yeah, it's different kind of love.
It's not Eros love, you know, or it's not erotic love. It's a fatherly.
Yeah, yeah, but you know how this tagline everyone uses saying, father is your first love, where I would say no. My brother was my first love from the opposite sex, if not, it's definitely my mom. But my brother literally stood up as the father figure because he was there as an emotional support, as, you know, your sister, I'm looking at you, talking. Gosh.
Yeah, Yashan.
I saw you laughing first.
Okay, I'll look at Shane.
Yes, I know.
No, I'm just trying to say because it's you cannot really say that. It depends. It's situational.
Right.
And my brother literally stood up to be that man who took control and this and that. So yeah.
Yeah. So you can have the masculinity.
Yeah.
But you can have feminine, the feminine also in there. It's just that maybe different percentages.
Of course, of course.
Right.
It can be.
So for example, maybe your brother, you know, held fort while your father wasn't around.
Literally, my mother did it because my brother and I were growing up together, just 4 years of difference and this and that. But he was there for emotional support and he was that, you know.
But he most probably also has more nurturing, caring qualities in him as well.
Actually, he does.
Okay, so then nature versus nurture, that you're right. Yeah,
proves a point. No? Yeah. Yes.
You lost that debate.
No, but then that's good. No, but that's good because now I see him, you know, treating the way he treats his wife, you know. He was not showing all of that at home. But now I see
my wife is in a lot of trouble. I grew up with the dad, my brother, my cousins, all dudes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's where my father comes from. At least now, yeah, I think, yeah, that's right. Now I'm trying to think out loud on that. Whereas my brother knows, because he was with me and my mother, he knows how to do things differently than to the situation which was at my place.
No, so he's most probably better with women also. I mean, in terms of...
You're a player, bro. Can't go down that lane, bro. He's got all the
chicken lined up. I wouldn't know that.
In terms of...
handling women.
You know, handling a woman.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
In terms of handling a mood swing. In terms of, you know, handling...
good pass off.
Hold on, dude. Right. In terms of knowing women's stuff.
Yeah. Mm. True.
Yeah. You know, in terms...
He has always said, I never want a wife who's like you, who's like too much and extra and this and that.
Who's like you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he found someone who fits
like
into...
Who fits into his masculinity.
Yeah. So that he can, you know, mold her to be, you know, the one he wants. Like, you know. He's actually very sensitive and he deals with stuff. I love the way he gives space to the wife and, you know,
Does he have kids also?
No, they don't want kids.
Okay.
So in terms of taking care of the families from both the sides as well, he balances it out so well.
Right.
So I think that's amazing. He has his fair share of anger issues. So, I think that's masculinity coming in.
What issues?
Anger issues.
Oh, okay.
Well, anger is a men's thing, apparently. We men don't get angry.
No, we no, what I'm saying is particular conversation.
So the reason I asked you whether he has kids is because, again...
Things might change.
As soon as you have a kid, again, scientifically, a man also has hormones, by the way. Though we don't have that time of the month.
Why are you like telling that to me?
That's only you here.
There are three other ladies in this room, so.
You look at Daksha and talk to her.
Yes. Like I said, look.
I
am like representing women here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yes, you are.
More power to you, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great job.
More power to women.
Yeah. No, I lost my train of thought.
apparently you were the boy in your family.
I love how I keep distracting him. I mean, in a good way.
When a man has a child, his hormones change. Right.
Like then once a month he goes crazy.
No. He doesn't.
No, there is actually
a deep in testosterone.
So high in testosterone.
Okay, so again, conversation for another day because that I know where that conversation is going to lead, right? But point being that, you know, as soon as you have a kid, you know, a lot of things mentally change for you.
Mm.
It might not seem so, but it does. right? And again, another question that people ask me or have asked me is, so people say that when you have a kid, you change. How does that happen? I don't know how to explain that. I don't know how to explain that in English or Sinhalese.
What changed in you from the person you were to the person you are?
I think mainly how I saw myself. How I saw Shane.
Okay.
Dramatically changed. From, you know, what I did as habitual things, from my hobbies to the way I work.
The way you took responsibility also.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm saying all of that without using the word responsibility because that's the expected.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. But bottom line is how I responded to responsibility.
Yeah.
It's not that I didn't have responsibility earlier, but now the way I respond to it changes. And as he kept growing, the older he got, that all my vision about, you know, life for myself, for him, for my family, how I looked at responsibility again, all of that evolves as he grows also.
Right.
So again, don't ask me to explain that logically or scientifically. I wouldn't know. All I know is it's happening to me, or it has happened to me.
Yeah.
So I might not be able to give you a theoretical correct answer, but I can explain to you my own experience.
Yeah.
I think it happens at two stages. When you get a girlfriend also, you change, you know? Sorry.
You were fine before the cough, right? You coughed, everything went off. All right.
Yeah. Cat got the tongue.
No, I'm just saying, like, there are two stages, right?
Mm.
So like I said, my brother was being a brother and this and that, but I never expected, you know, him to behave in such a way when he finds a girl. But, you know, he became, you know, this and that. I think it's the same, where you start to be concerned about even when your girlfriend or wife get their period, to this and that, you know, they know their mood swings, they adjust.
You know what to do, you know about the hot water bottle,
yes,
and you know the hot towel, and you know the ice pack,
yeah,
you know all that stuff.
And
right,
when you're just a son, you know, you're just treated like, you know, you're...
Apang getting.
Oh. Yeah, so now it's changed. And when I'm sure when you get a kid, everything changes again as well.
Was that true for you as well?
Yeah. I mean, when the kid was born, I had this sense of this is mine. And
yes,
every decision I make from now is going to affect this baby, you know? Like, I have to choose things in such a way where it'll be beneficial for this individual.
Right.
Like, if I mess it up, it's going to mess this kid up.
But we do mess it up.
We do. It's not like we don't.
Right.
But before we mess it up, we think we are not messing it up.
All right.
We'd like to think that we're not messing it up.
After we do it, we're like, we shouldn't have done that.
Right.
Yeah.
But in our head, we start off with the intention like, okay, I'm not going to mess this up. We mess up, we learn, we try not to mess up again. But every single decision ever since that kid is born is about that kid.
Right.
Which wasn't like that before, you know? Like.
And how old is she?
She's 2.
Okay. So as I said, that mess up also keeps evolving as she grows old. Like.
No, you all have a long way to go.
Yeah, your father's lucky.
No, we are in the same generation.
Ah,
it's just that
no.
I don't have
kids. Are we?
I'm not sure about
you. While they fight, I want to ask our audience today, if you are a father, please put in the comment section what would you deem as the best Father's Day, or what you have in your mind as the best Father's Day. And if you are a kid who has a father, oh, I don't know how to word it nicely.
How would you want to celebrate
How would you want to celebrate your father? And we would like to share some ideas among the community so that maybe someone who needs an idea can go through the comments and be inspired.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was something I really wanted to ask the audience, because instead of getting comments about my appearance and Ashi's appearance, some nice comments for that would be really nice.
In my appearance?
Yeah, can you talk about his appearance?
It became more than a father's day. It's more of a solid conversation of equality.
Yeah, welcome to That's So Bro. When
it's borderline that, no?
Well, yeah. Borderline.
Yeah, man. But basically, we want to touch on the fact that there is a saying that a man will only get flowers. The only time a man receives flowers is on his funeral. That's
no,
that's
I give flowers.
Okay.
I literally give
the exception to the rule is not the rule, many gay. What I'm trying to say is a majority of men don't really get as appreciated as
true,
a good-looking guy, or you, a girl, you anyway get flowers, might.
Yeah.
And therefore, we want to bring to the forefront considering that Mother's Day was celebrated as much as it was. And Father's Day, it is this Sunday, but I still haven't seen it yet.
No, I hear a lot of commercials going out.
Okay, except for Ashik. Okay, I haven't seen. Which
no,
is
no, no, on radio I keep hearing. Right,
there's a lot of food stuff.
No, so in comparison, I guess you're
saying
in comparison,
not much.
That's true.
Right. In comparison, not much, but I saw a lot of offers from restaurants for the meals,
and even
lunch.
Spas, I think.
I didn't see any
spas.
No, I see how people, even though we said, you mentioned like you would like to get treated like that, but I've seen how some of my friends also give vouchers for the fathers to go get a massage or this.
Yeah, so see how impersonal a voucher is, right?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like That's, the mug.
It's so it's not the voucher.
Exactly, yes.
It's not the voucher, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I get your point.
I don't want to like say too much because I give vouchers to everyone, so...
No, but men needs to be okay with, you know, flowers as well. And I
it's,
love
it's not that we're not
flowers.
Okay with it. It's just that if we accept flowers, A, we're looked as weak. And B, you're not supposed to accept that because it's not really a manly gift.
And C,
no, men love it.
And C, it takes a little getting used to. If you're not, it's so A, B and C, is it takes a little getting used
when
to.
When was the first time you got flowers?
To whom?
To you.
Ah, to me?
Yes. When was the first time you got flowers to you?
From someone.
From someone.
To animal. Why
not? Not from
when,
your
when was the first time you got flowers? You received flowers from an external party.
Except for your father.
And my father doesn't give me flowers.
Yes.
I think, yeah, okay. I graduated when for my graduation. I think I got flowers.
The first time you got flowers?
First time. Oh, wait. First time. I thought last time. Sorry.
No.
Okay, several years ago, most probably.
First time, it's my mother.
Right.
You know, yeah, who used to just pick flowers.
No, he asked when, because I think you're trying to make a comparison as to when
I was really small.
Ah. When was the first time you got flowers?
21, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There you go. So, like he said, it does get, it does true. Take a long time to get used to that.
But we should.
We should. Which is why we want to actually close this with the fact that I still feel fathers maybe should feel a bit more appreciated. And if we do that, maybe we can bring them out of the shell that fathers generally try to cover themselves up with.
Mm. No, but I was just picturing me going and giving my father a bouquet of flowers on Sunday.
Slap, bro.
Take a bottle, little.
Which we don't condone.
The flowers will be in the bottle.
No.
The bottle will be in the flowers.
With that, you guys, thanks so much for watching this episode. We'd like to very specially once again thank our fathers for being our fathers. As much as they were a part
thank
of our lives.
Thank you for being fathers.
Thank you for being fathers.
I mean, we had to thank the mothers for letting us.
Yes.
Mother, yes.
Be good.
But that is also that we do appreciate you as whether we show it in an openly bouquet now or we don't really show it.
I should have gotten you flowers today.
Yes, you should have.
You should have. Feel bad about it.
Feel bad about it. Thank you. Thank you, Shane. Thank you so much for watching. A special thanks to our guests for joining us.
Thank you very
much. And keeping our conversation as interesting as it was.
Thank you for having us.
Do you guys
us.
Have any final thoughts before we close it?
Thank you very much for having me on board for
we
the
had,
second time.
We had
as
no
well.
Choice. The fans are like, bring
it. Hey, we had to cancel the show.
Keep on canvassing. I'll be back to talk interesting conversations.
They were throwing stones at my house.
But don't exaggerate. Now that's going to get caught.
Awesome.
So however, I think talking about Father's Day... we should, I think as women, we should start changing the way they feel and make them feel a little
She's
more.
Looking at me.
Because you're the fathers.
You said you're talking fathers. To the women. You're talking to the women.
Yeah. So let's start making a change in our men's lives. So if you're a mother, start small by telling your son, you know, how to treat your father. Also equally this and that. I'm sure this generation does a lot of. Like, puts a lot of effort to do that. But yeah, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Let's see how we take things forward from here onwards.
Anything from you?
Yeah, so camera is over there.
Yeah, that's the camera.
All right.
That's the camera.
So I'm not an expert on being a father or I wouldn't qualify to be the best father as yet. But something I would like to say to all fathers is, this is going to be harsh, you're not going to like this. Stop being a sperm donor.
Yeah, good advice. I like it.
No, so the reason for me to say this is, you don't become a father just because you have a kid. You don't become a father just because you give money to the family. You don't become a father just because you feed the kid and send him to school and all of that. You become a father when he starts looking up to you as a father. When he starts looking at you like, you know, you're the king of the world. Like, you are Mufasa, right? Like, you are a superhero.
Right. You're just letting go.
So I feel, for me personally, I felt like a father for the first time is, of course, when I held him. But more than that, when I realized that he imitates me, that he says certain words that I say, right? That he, when I'm working out, he'll come and try to do the same thing. When I'm, you know, training, he'll come and train with me.
Right.
You know, and I started seeing that replication happening in him, unconsciously, right? So I feel just because you have a kid, you don't become a father, right? I feel that you become a father when you've messed up a million times of being a horrible father, and you realize that you are not a good father, and you start being, or at least trying to be, a good father. I feel that that's when you become a father. So, saying that, stop spreading your seed aimlessly, and
yeah, that's good advice.
And yeah, whether you have one kid, 10 kids, or even no kids, you still can be a father. You can be a father to, you know, a young dude who doesn't have a male figure in his family. You can be a father to your nephews and nieces. You can be a father to, you know, people who are working under you. Another realm of fathering, but I'm not talking about biological father, by the way. Yeah? Okay.
Right.
So just to make...
Yeah, understood.
Okay. She's laughing for very bad Gatamani reasons, all right?
So, and I'm
my wife is also laughing like crazy.
Women, dude, I wish you could see this.
Sakshi's also laughing.
All the girls who are laughing, dirty jokes. This man is saying something so sensitive.
Sakshi, my wife Jayani, and Ashi are laughing.
It's like this. Don't go to be a father to all.
Okay.
Father figure.
Yes, okay. So maybe I missed a word there, but that makes a world of difference. But my point being, right, is basically you don't become a father just because you have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
True.
So something for all fathers to think about. Happy Father's Day, kings. Cheers.
And as fathers, take care of the mothers as well. That's
good. Oh, definitely.
Yes.
So because, again, something that I have definitely failed in is where he will see how you're treating your spouse, how you're treating your parents.
Heal the family matters.
Yeah, so that's part of being the example of the father.
Yeah.
That's so bro.
Awesome.
That's so bro. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for coming. And with that, Amanda, shall we wrap it up?
We'll wrap it up. Thanks you guys so much. You can check this episode out once it's on YouTube. Follow us on our Instagram handles. Hers will be there, his will be there. Well, ours is always there. Thanks so much, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Ta-da!
Da-da-da-da-da!